Hello?
Hi, Rob. It's Nadine with Local Splash. It sounds like you're driving.
Yeah. I'm driving.
Oh, okay.
Another job that I got.
Oh, are you? Okay. Well, do you have, are you driving safely, hands-free?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just wanted to make sure. Okay. So tomorrow, I need to schedule a client interview for you with our technician. The client interview is basically what they're just doing is re-verifying your information, and they're going to be talking to you about the Facebook ads and the areas of target, right? I always say that takes about 30 or 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. Just depends how many questions or details you have. But I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. So how does your schedule look for tomorrow?
That's fine. Just give me the time and I'll make it work.
Okay. So let me tell you what times I have available, and whatever time I give you is going to be based in your time zone. So as a reminder, you're 3 hours ahead of us. I have appointments starting as early as 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3. I have...
Let's say 10 to 11.
10 to 11. Perfect. We're going to aim for 10 to 11 then. So tomorrow what's going to happen is, we'll call you from an 877 number, okay? I just want you to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, Rob, when we call you tomorrow, we'll send you actually a reminder an hour before your interview so that way you're aware that we're calling you within the next hour. However, when we call you, let's say you need like 5 or 10 more minutes, right? All you have to do is just pick up the call and say, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. Okay? Now, the other thing, and this is just going to be with the Facebook ads.
The other question I got is,
yeah,
how are they going to be able to run the ads on me if they don't know my username and password to get into my Facebook account? I mean, don't they need my username and password to get into
Great question. And that's what I'm going to go over with you. We don't need your username or password. What you're going to do, Rob, is you're going to add us on as managers to your Facebook page so that we can go ahead and run the ads and manage them.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay? Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, you're going to still hold full ownership to that page. Okay? You're the owner of your Facebook page. You're just listing us as managers. All right? Okay. Now, just a few notes that I'm going to notate here for my technician just so that they know where to start from. And I've already noted that you have someone who's currently working on reinstating your Google Business profile. Now, let's say they got it reinstated for you and so forth, right? If you want us to manage that, okay, give me a call. I'll send you my contact information, and it'll also be at the bottom of the email. But I'm going to text it to you, so this way, if you do want to add that other product, you can call me. If there's anything like as far as like with your Facebook ads, anything regarding your account, the team is going to be the one managing it from here moving forward, okay? But you also will still have my contact information for your records, okay? So I'm texting it to you right now so that way you have it. Now, just going over these notes here, because I want to make sure that they're also using proper keywords for the Facebook, right? So when it comes to services, okay, obvious is appliance repair. Do you do installs as well?
No, just repairs only.
Repairs only. Service and repairs, correct? No sales.
Yeah. No sales, no.
Appliance service and repairs. And that's going to be residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Yeah, residential and commercial, yeah.
Okay,
but commercial,
beautiful.
We're just real picky about what we work on. I mean, we don't do everything. Like, we don't really work so much like on the walk-in coolers and the walk-in freezer. We don't do much on those. We just do more
okay.
like the stand-up coolers and the stand-up coolers and the regular gas stoves and ovens.
Yeah. Okay. Or if they got a microwave there, right?
No, we don't do microwaves. Yeah, we don't do that.
Okay. All right. Now, so do you want me to notate on here? So let me put that. No microwaves. No walk-in coolers.
Yeah.
So this way they're aware. Okay.
Yeah, and we don't do dishwashers either.
Okay, let me put that. What about garbage disposal?
No.
Okay. Now, all right, that doesn't pertain to you. I'm going to put NA. Are you licensed and insured? Or are you in the process of all that, or is it not required?
No, there is no licensing in the state of Kentucky. You either know it or you don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a family
thing. I was going to say, either you know it or you don't, you know?
Yeah.
That is so true. Sometimes my husband's try to fix things, and I'm like, do not touch it. Call somebody to come out and fix it. Yeah, it kind of freaks me out when he tries to start. Well, I can watch it on a YouTube video. Yeah, that's great, honey, but do not touch it. Or else we're going to end up in an argument. You know, YouTube doesn't always tell you the best things on how to fix them, right?
No. These guys that are watching YouTube, personally, believe me. I can't. I mean, we have to still go behind these guys. They're not fixing them right. They don't understand what to do if there is a real problem beyond that. That's when they get hung up, and then they end up calling us to come out and really fix it for them. Because we know all the tricks, the different little ins and outs.
I was going to ask you, how do you like with the new technology, all these, like, different, you know, my sister-in-law got all those upgraded type of, you know, like, the refrigerator, the microwave,
yeah.
Like it's all these updated mumbo jumbos, right? You know, where everything's like touch screen. And she says, I swear, like, okay, for example, her microwave, if you open the door before it beeps, before the time is up, it blows out some circuit and she has to have the guy come out and replace it every time.
What brand is it? What brand?
Oh, God, I don't know. But I know it's one of the newer upgraded ones when she redid her kitchen, and she gets on her kids every time. Do not open that microwave unless you heard it beep that it's done. Stay away from it. Yeah. But you know the kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They
don't make things good like they used to make them, man. I promise you. The stuff they got now is just undependable. It's pure plastic. I mean, nothing's good like it used to be. We've got more work to do because of it, because we are constantly repairing and replacing parts on them. But at the same time, still a person, man. I mean, I think we could do it a little bit better to get more dependable products, that's for sure.
I think so, too. Just like the cars, they don't make them like they used to.
Well, I mean, on the appliances, man, my experience with the Whirlpool and Maytag are two of the best products on the market without stepping into the higher end. You step into the higher ends, and to be honest, that is the most dependable. I mean, that is the stuff that does last forever. But you got to spend $20,000 on a refrigerator to be able to get the 30 to 40 years that you want to get out of it. So if you buy to one at a hardware store, I'm going to give you the heads up. Your first 5 years, you will be calling one of us to come out and look at it to most likely be fixing it.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I agree with you 100% on that. Yeah. It happens. I know, and that's why I'm saying, like, the technology nowadays, you know, she actually had a problem with one of her, something happened, and so she had to get it repaired. Well, the guy that came out, he was like an older gentleman, poor thing. He was like, I've never, like, he had no clue how to even fix it. He was like, this is the newer models. He was more used to the older models, right? And so it took a tough time for her. She had to go through Sears. Sears was giving her a big runaround. They wanted her to buy this warranty plan.
Sears is a big runaround. Sears is one of the biggest runarounds that I have to go behind every day. It's about they've got all these technicians, but they don't know what they're doing. They're just highly overrated because of the names that they carry. But I give you my word. Like, I highly train and all this stuff. I've traveled all over the United States of America training and all these different training all these different name brands. I trained on Samsung for 3 months in Las Vegas. I spent 3 months in Las Vegas training on Samsung. And when I went to train on the Samsung back in 2015, it was just me and the owner of Affordable Appliance. We were the only two technicians in the whole state of Kentucky that even trained on the Samsung when they did a big training there. So my point is, a lot of people are putting this stuff in their ads about being certified and this and that. I give you my word. It's 100% overrated bull, and most of the time they ain't even been to the training courses on it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've had a friend of ours that he's not even, like, certified or anything like that, but this guy does everything, right? And he's like, listen, you are going to overpay on these. Okay, perfect example. He has a friend that works for Sears. He told him, listen, I go, something's going on with my fridge. The freezer's not working. I'm freaking out. Like, I got food I'm going to have to throw away. The guy comes out, mind you, and he looks and he goes, I know what the problem is. And I'm like, what is it? And he goes, your refrigerator's not leveled. So something about my refrigerator not being leveled was causing it to leak and not freeze. It was a simple fix. Let's level it out. No big deal. Had I called someone, forget it. They probably would have been telling me I needed a new freezer or, you know what I mean? Who knows?
Yeah, well, most of the time it's affordable, man. It just takes somebody to know what they're doing to come in and look at it.
And exactly.
I'm probably gonna do it like that. Like me, like I'm accredited with the BBB. That's my upper hand.
Yeah.
Most people take and they look at that and they say, you're accredited with the BBB. I'm going to pick you. And that's a good thing to just hold that because that just means it just means a lot.
And you have to maintain that. You have to maintain that. That means if you got a complaint, you got to make it right. Yeah. It doesn't mean that it's a bad thing, but some people, you know why they choose not to go on the BBB or to be accredited? Because to me, that tells me then you don't want to resolve, if there's an issue with your company, you don't want to resolve it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. They don't want to resolve it. It's not that hard, man. Just take care of them, move on to the next. I mean, it's really that simple. It's that simple.
I've had so many people tell me, well, I don't want a bad review. And I'm like, listen, there is going to be one day that you're going to catch somebody on the wrong side of the bed. They're going to wake up on the wrong side of the bed. It doesn't even have nothing to do with what you did for them. And they're going to take it out on you. You are bound at some point in your life to have someone who's not going to be 100% satisfied. And you know what? I would refrain more against people who have perfect reviews because I would think like something's up with that. You know what I mean? As long as people have been in business, you're bound to have one person that's not going to be happy, right? Yeah, as long as you're making it right, you know what I mean? 1% of bad reviews as opposed to the 99% of good reviews you have, what's going to outweigh the other? The good reviews are going to outweigh the bad, you know? Yeah. So I tell people, don't fear that. That shouldn't be a fear. You know?
No, it doesn't have to be a fair. We just do the right thing is all it is, man. Just doing the right thing.
But we
live in a totally different world.
I know. I know. Do you prefer when we communicate with you? Would you rather that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text?
Phone and text.
And then as far as the targeted areas, I know when we talked earlier, We were looking at some of the areas, right, of target. Do you want them to push it to the 50-mile radius? Do you want them to start it from a 20-mile just so that they know where to start from with the Facebook ads? What do you prefer?
I want it to be able to go as far as to be able to get out to Shepherdsville, going south, to be able to get out to Prospect, going east, and then going north to be able to make it out to Jeffersonville, Clarksville, New Albany. So they look at the little circle thing that they got to put on there or whatever, because I'm sure on Facebook you get a little circle thing. As long as they stay within those guidelines, we'll be okay on it.
Okay, so I'm putting Shepherdsville South, right? And then what did you say after that? I'm sorry, Prospect?
Yeah, Prospect.
Uh-huh.
East.
Prospect East.
Going north, I want Jeffersonville, Clarksville, New Albany, Indiana.
Okay, I got north and then the phone kind of cut out. I'm so sorry. What were the other ones that you mentioned? North?
Jeffersonville, Clarksville, New Albany.
Jefferson, Clarksville and New Albany. Okay, perfect.
Indiana.
Yes. Okay, I'm just notating that. Now, keep in mind, they're still going to go over this with you anyways because they just want to make sure that I notate everything correctly as well. And then they'll go over also more in detail with you. If I'm not on a call, I will actually be the one calling you, or if I'm not in a meeting, I'll be the one calling you to do the introduction with the technician. Your hours of operation, I was actually looking at your Google Business profile. It says 7 to 9. That
no,
is
9 to 7.
9 to 7. 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday. Sunday is closed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Monday through Saturday. 9 to 7. Good. You take a day of rest on Sunday. Good for you. Okay. And it looks like I got all the notes. And okay, so here's what I'm going to do. So when you do get a chance, if you could go to your text messages or your emails, I know you're driving right now, but there's going to be one that says initial invoice. It's your receipt. Okay. You're just going to follow what it says. So it'll go on to say, Dear Robert, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice located below the email. And then towards the bottom, it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. When you click on that, it'll take you to a page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience. And what you'll do, Rob, is you'll scroll to the bottom. You'll see where your phone number is under mobile phone. There's two little boxes underneath of that. You're going to click in each box because one is saying that you agree to receive text messages from us. The second one is saying that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card that you provided. Okay. And then the other one at the, towards the bottom is going to ask you to sign your name. You'll just sign it exactly as it reads there and then you'll click on confirm signature. And so once you do that, you're done. Okay. It'll actually take you to a page that'll say username and password. So that text that I had sent you earlier, provides you your username and password. The username and password, you're not going to be able to log in yet. I mean, you could log in, but it's not going to open it up for you because the technician is going to create that so that you could track your results with us as well. Okay? So that'll work within 5 to 7 days. You'll be able to start logging in there. We'll notify you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, you are all set and welcome again to our Local Splash family. Rob, I'm super excited for you and thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Have
I'll
a
be
very...
in contact with you. So,
yeah.
Like I said, I might be wanting to upgrade that on how much I'm spending. I want to see how this thing kind of rolls, but like I said,
absolutely.
I might be contacting you to upgrade on what I'm spending. But
yeah, for
that,
sure.
I'm going to pull up to this customer's house.
So okay.
Thank you.
Take care of business. Have a blessed evening. Bye.
Yeah. Thank you.